Dr. Saber Terian office note on patient Graciela Diaz, Graciela Diaz, Diaz, date of birth is 8/27/1954, date of service 6/16/2026. Per paragraph, the patient is 71-year-old Hispanic female, referred to senior by Dr. Moncayo for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Per paragraph, past medical history includes the following: 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 30 years, next hypertension for the last 20 years, next hypothyroidism, next degenerative joint disease, next the history of CVA in 2016 resulting in right-sided weakness, next obesity. Per paragraph, past surgical history includes cataract surgery times 2, next laser surgery to the eyes, next hysterectomy, next C-section. Per paragraph, allergies, she has no known drug allergies. Per paragraph, family history, social history, patient lives alone. She has had a total of 4 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She is a retired hairdresser. Per paragraph, family history, father died from old age, mother died with uterine cancer. She has 6 brothers that have diabetes, and also she has 3 sisters without diabetes. Abuse systems reveals no headache. She has some arthritic pain for which she takes Tylenol. She has good vision, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does have constipation, denies any diarrhea, no blood in the urine, in the stools, and no melena. She reports nocturia up to 3 times at night, no streaming upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying, denies any urinary incontinence, denies any leg swelling or tingling sensation of her hands or feet. Period. Paragraph, all other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period. Paragraph, current medications are reviewed and include the following: alendronate, ezetimibe, Vizulta eye drops, levothyroxine, losartan hydrochlorothiazide, metformin, Rezdiffra, she takes it erratically, and Ozempic. Period. Paragraph. On physical examination, her vital signs, as mentioned above, HANT, pupils round the active light and accommodation, pale conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid read bilaterally. Correction, she has a left carotid read that could be heard bilaterally. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm normal, as well as 2, no measure, no friction of her lungs, adhere to auscultation, no crackles or lesions, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gyric band or GT extremity, she has no edema in the lower extremity, she does have tremor of the right extremity. Neuro exam, she does have weakness right upper extremity. Skin pallor noted, period, paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following: white count 7.9, hemoglobin 11.7, MCV 95.9, platelet count 179, BUN 32, creatinine 1.26, estimated GFR 44.4 milliliter per minute, albumin 4.1, potassium 4.57, ALKFOS 126, ALT and AST with the normal range. A1C is 6.5. Albumin to creatinine ratio is less than 30. Period. Paragraph. Assessment apply 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes mellitus type 2, next hypertension, and obesity. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging study, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria, if any. Period. Next diagnosis: diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently under control. Continue current management. Next, hypertension. Uncontrolled in the office. Patient says it is controlled at home. We're going to review home blood pressure log. Next, hypothyroidism. Continue levothyroxine. Next, history of CVA in the past with the current left carotid bruit that could be heard. We'll assess with a duplex scan or bilateral carotid arteries. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Moncayo, for allowing me to participate in patient's care. I will see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the results. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks. CC, Dr. Moncayo.